This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Thursday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Farm Progress Tech Forum. I'll have today's stories coming right up. Do you know one of the greatest assets that successful, progressive farmers use to improve their bottom lines? Well, it's how they improve their precision agriculture approach and how they can get all of the data that they collect throughout the cropping year from their fields. And there's a conference coming up to keep you on top of the latest precision ag and data analysis techniques. It's the Farm Progress Tech Forum. It's week after next, November 27th and 28th, at Iowa City, Iowa. Presented by the editors of Corn and Soybean Digest and Farm Futures to give you key insights and new approaches that can help you farmers make critical management and production decisions. The Farm Progress Tech Forum, get all of the information on it at the website farmprogresstechforum.com. It's in Iowa City, Iowa, the 27th and 28th, farmprogresstechforum.com. That airport that opened out there on the Colorado Prairie, way east of Denver 23 years ago, sure had its problems. It was so much farther out than the old Stapleton Airport. It wasn't at all convenient. I recall they had a big mess with the baggage conveyors in those early months. Well, that was then. And today, in the Wall Street Journal's rankings of airports, they have Denver International, DEN, on your bag tag as the best airport in the United States. No other airport in the heartland of America made the top 10. Minneapolis was ranked 11th, Detroit 14th. Chicago O'Hare made it to 15th in the journal's rankings. You don't often hear of big insurance companies laying off employees, but Columbus, Ohio-based Nationwide says it will cut its workforce by 1,100. And they'll lay off about 80 in Des Moines, where the insurer has 3,700 employees. From this week in agribusiness, here's something livestock people may have to increasingly watch. Talk of a meat tax to curtail the consumption of meat. CNN, in a rather biased story, tells of efforts to get such a tax on meat in Europe, but CNN didn't bother to give even one dissenting opinion on the contention that meat is harmful to health. As the late Paul Harvey would have said, partly personal. At a cemetery in Owensville, Indiana, the southwestern part of the Hoosier State, Bill Couch is being laid to rest today. The name Bill Couch is known by many in the U.S. cattle business, as he was a longtime cattle breeder and ranch manager at operations in Texas, Oklahoma, and Indiana. Bill was also a veteran cattle show judge. He was in the ring at Denver, San Antonio, Louisville, Fort Worth. But Bill was also a longtime friend to many, including yours truly. As much, much younger men, we'd wander the rural countryside of Gibson County, Indiana, in his car, as I'd turn up the radio and talk about someday being on the radio. And he'd reach over and turn it down and turn the conversation back to cattle and cattle shows and cattle showing. We both got to live our dreams. Bill Couch was 67. And died this week after a tough fight with multiple sclerosis. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by the Farm Progress Tech Forum. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.